Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young. Welcome so much to Total Wellness Radio. In this episode, episode 398, I have the honor of catching up with Astrid Hernandez out in New York State. She is also the host of Heal You Naturally Wellness Podcast and the creator and founder of the HealYouNaturally.com website. Currently, she is working on a six-week in-home program that gets at the root causes of many of today's most common GI conditions. Having healed her own gut health concerns, she is amply qualified to share with you, as she calls, debunking the myths from the facts and discovering ways that you can regain your health. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of Total Wellness Radio, episode 398. We're so excited. I have with me today, by way of phone, Zoom, I guess, we're going to capture the audio with Astrid. She has got an amazing background, as you heard in the opening bio to this segment. And we were just chatting and going away, and I thought, hey, we need to hit record. We got some great things you're sharing that people need to hear about. So thank you, Astrid, so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. And I'm excited to share a lot of, good adventures and experiences with you and a little bit of what I know and what I've learned throughout the years.
Yes, I'm excited for our listeners to experience that. You know, and your opening comments is really a perfect segue to get right into the questions that I provided you, because I really enjoy sharing the backstory, the origin story of how people from around the world find themselves really gravitating towards and attracted to a more natural, holistic, non-invasive approach that they can use very effectively and achieve optimum health. In fact, one of the lines that you have in the thing that you sent me was to debunk the myths from the facts. And I really, that line in your bio really stuck out to me. So for our listeners, let's just begin at the beginning. What put you on this path and journey for natural health for your own benefit?
Yeah, thank you. I think that's important, you know, the myths versus the facts, because there is a lot of information. And I've been doing this for 15 years. And you also have for longer than I have. And we see so much information. I was just speaking to someone recently, and they said, I'm just so confused. There's just so much information out there. So it's important to really dig deeper and find the right information based on, and even journals. I'm very careful with studies and journals and all that. I also start because they're always evolving. There's always new studies. But to answer your question, how did I get to this place, right?
Yes.
So basically, I got to into the holistic wellness industry because it was my own experience. I am actually a web developer and business programmer by trade. That's what I went to school for in the past. And when I was working in the IT field, these are long hours a night. You sit a lot, you know, coding and stuff like that. And I started developing severe back issues. And I found out that I only had one herniated disc, but it hurt like I had 10, or I don't know how many discs we have, but it hurt so much. And it was debilitating. So that was one. But then when I was laid off, I actually started suffering from really debilitating acid reflux and GERD. And it was just really, really bad. It got to the point where I couldn't hold water. And this was after, because I didn't have insurance once I was laid off, you know, no insurance, none of that. So I went to a GI, orthodox GI doctor, and she said, well, you know, obviously acid blockers, you know, PPIs, the whole nine. And I said, okay, I'm willing to try anything. Oh, also I started having really bad pain in my stomach, and I found out that it was an ulcer. I don't want to get too graphic, but once you, sometimes one of the ways, which I think is important for people to find out just in case, I don't know, I'm always about sharing information. And I actually had a, after I went out with some friends, I came home and I felt really sick. I had to empty my stomach and blood. Mm. I saw blood. So I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the doctor, ulcer. I had an ulcer, H. pylori, the whole thing. Anyways, fast forward, I didn't have insurance, so I was the guinea pig. She said, there's a study. They're doing a study in protonics and you could get free medication. I didn't know much better. I was always, my mom loved a lot of natural remedies more. My grandmother was actually a healer herself. She was almost like an herbalist. She read a ton of books, so on and so forth. So I think that's where I get it, right? So my mom always wanted us to do remedies, but I had to go to the doctor, and then they put me on protonics. It gave me relief for about 2 weeks while you're on the course of it. And it's going to suppress all of that acid that you actually need. So I got really, I got some kind of relief. And then I got, once I ran out of the protonics, came back with a vengeance. And I got really sick to the point that, like I said, I couldn't hold water. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. Misery. And then one more, in the middle of the night, I was suffering for months already. And maybe even longer. And I was crying, actually. I was really upset. And I said, God, there has to be something out there, a natural something. Grandma, I was asking everybody, I have to find. So at that point, I found these remedy reports where I said, there has to be something. I can't live like this anymore. I'm done with medications, with the medical system. I went to all the doctors, GIs, and endoscopies, and these kind of tests and the others, but nothing was giving me relief.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's how it all started. And then I started doing research and more research. I got more into it. And I've always been I leaned more, like I said, because my family, they like more the natural approach. And so I started really getting into it while I kind of knew I was going to get laid off for the company that I was working for. And I said, you know what? I made this negative situation when I lost my job into a positive one. And I said, let me start developing a website. I started doing all the research and I started putting it together, and I had to learn how to do research right, maybe sometimes hire people to help me, but that's how it all started. That's how healyounaturally.com was born.
Yeah, healyounaturally.com. Thank you for getting that in there. I was just going to mention that for the listeners. They need to check out your website. There's a ton of resources. I've had a chance to visit it briefly. I will be returning. And, you know, I've also, something you mentioned in kind of your opening comments, it's fascinating to me how people like us, we are attracted to the natural remedies either by our own necessity or because of our family or a loved one who's struggled with health and seen needless suffering in most cases, at least it was in our history. And that's what really drove us to find better answers and better solutions.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to touch up on that. I also, one of my passions for doing this is because I did witness firsthand. My grandmother had a couple of strokes. My grandfather also had bypass. They were both, my mom's side of the family, a lot of cardiovascular issues and diabetes. Okay. So both my grandparents had it, both my parents have it, and therefore I inherited those genes. So I battle to this day. Even though I go to the gym, I walk every day. I started walking every single day, sometimes twice a day because of the sugar, trying to not get to pre-diabetes. But I've always battled, you know, with weight, whatever. So when to answer that question, with the family and all that history, that was one of the reasons why I also got into it. My grandmother was bedridden with a stroke, and my parents, actually, both my parents passed away at a very, very early. My mom was 70, and my dad was going to be 71. My mom passed away last year of diabetes complications, and so did my father. Thank you. So this really, really, even though I was driven before that, because I saw also my mom, and I tell my doctor, he's like, oh, you know, your numbers are getting up there. I can help you. And I said, sure, let's work. How? Well, I get metformin, there's so many medications. Absolutely not. Yeah. Can we look into diet? I've actually fired about three PCPs, and my angel was probably about to get fired himself because all they push is that, they work for you. Seriously. Yeah. So he said, I can help you. And I said, how? Metformin. And I said, my mother, no, thank you. Let's try lifestyle. Mm-hmm. My mother was a metformin. She graduated to insulin and tons of, and I told him that, and he said, no, not the right medic dosages. I said, no, they up and down, they increase, yep. They decrease. I saw it all. And then she was always, in fact, she ended up with on dialysis and all of that. Beautiful, vibrant woman succumbed to all of this. Also one of my siblings, her caretaker. And I think I like to mention, so I adore my sister. She's a beautiful person, but she believes more on the Orthodox part of the, and that's what my mom was under. And so medications, my mom was at some point on 12 different medications. Oh. And I thought that was appalling. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always a part of the problem. Never part of the solution.
Never. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
So the past 15 years, you've dedicated yourself. You've developed this amazing website, awesome resource. And one of the things I really wanted you to spend a lot of time on sharing with our listeners is the course development, How to Reverse GERD, Acid Reflux, LPR Naturally. And it's a 6-week program where you're actually helping people identify the root cause of these problems. I want you to really expound on that for our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So just to start, like, I'm the founder and creator of HealingNaturally.com. Like I said, a holistic health and wellness website. And yes, I've been doing this for over 15 years. And I'm also the host of the Healing Natural Wellness podcast and a holistic digital course creator right now. So to talk about the course, yes, I decided to focus on GI health mainly because I was getting a ton of DMs asking me, I joined this group, and that's another thing I wanted to mention. The reason why I got into this is I wanted to focus on GERD, acid reflux, because I experienced it personally, and I was able to fully reverse it holistically. I Wow. pride myself in that because mm-hmm. I went, you know what it is when you go the Orthodox route, right? All the acid blockers, all the, endoscopies and try the over-the-counter things, right? So, and none of that helped me. In fact, I got worse. So I joined these groups when I started doing my research, and I said, you know what? I need to focus on, I want to help more people with this. It's complete mystery. For those of you who have experienced acid reflux, hopefully you never have, but the occasional heartburn, right? But once it gets to GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, It's mystery. So when I was doing the research, I said, let me see how I can help other people on a grander scale. And because 101 DMs, I actually did functional coaching for a little while. And granted, I don't have a license, but people still wanted to do it. And I always divulged that initially. I'm not a doctor. I'm not certified as a coach. They said, I don't care. I want to work with you. It's flattering.
Because you know how to get results.
Yes, that's exactly. Thank you. So I said, I'm results driven, even in my life in general. I don't like to dwell. I don't like to go in circles. It's all about solutions, right? And sometimes you may not have a solution, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. A solution readily available, but there's always an option. So going back to the GERD course, I was doing one-on-ones and it just got overwhelming. It was really crazy. So I said, you know what? I need to create a digital course, a product that is going to help a ton of people, and they're going to be doing it from the comfort of their homes in their own, on their own time. And my course is one of its kind because I have combined the back to basics, and I'm talking about doing natural remedies in the kitchen with whatever you have in your pantry.
Yeah, or food that's actually already there. Yeah.
Yes, let food be thy medicine. Right? I didn't say I didn't create that, but who said this? Was it Hippocrates?
No. Yes. Yeah. Part of the Hippocratic oath. Yeah.
There you go. So, I go back in my course. And because I also did that, one of my slogans on my website is going back to basics. So that's what I do, natural remedies, right? I started digging deeper about what people did in the past to have a really good a digestive system and, you know, focus on the microbiome. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is that I've learned in the research on my course, which is my baby right now.
Yeah.
I've had other people doing the A/B testing to see if the course is going to work for them. And I actually have one of my testimonials. He wrote literally like, I don't know, two or three long paragraphs talking about how he felt. So in a matter of less than 6 months, this testimonial, this person was dealing with severe GERD and he projectile vomited a lot. He couldn't hold food. This was a bodybuilder who was trying to get in all the calories. And I mentioned bodybuilder because there's probably bodybuilders listening and I know a lot of them deal with the GERD and that. So, he healed within literally, his case was really severe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking today he's able to eat Indian spicy food.
Wow.
And so can I. I could eat anything. I could drink alcohol. I could eat anything, but I'm going to get to that after, before you guys get too excited. So in regards to the course, I decided to go back to basics, but also mix it with today's technology. So in my course, little tools where they could track their food. I also provide different new apps that actually help you track your symptoms and things like that. And I also wanted to create something myself, but anyways. I'm putting the course together, which is going to launch the first or second week of June. This has been a work in progress for
a month. This is fresh off the press. Awesome.
Fresh out of the oven. And
excellent.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I went to these Facebook groups when I was doing my research and I'm reading their comments and some of the groups had people from around the world. The course had over 20,000 followers.
Wow.
Facebook, let's say 50% were engaged, but a lot of people. And I just started seeing tons and tons of people suffering, people losing 20 pounds a month or even less, and they're like a miserable. And I realized how important and how the digestive system is today.
Yes.
People are getting sicker and sicker because of the food, and you and I know that, right?
Yes.
It starts from the soil. The soil is depleted. We don't get organic food, the pesticides, and so on and so forth. So my course is going to focus on helping those people who suffer from gastroesophageal reflux disease, acid reflux, LPR, which is silent reflux, most of the GI conditions to heal and reverse it completely. And if you listen to me and you follow my course, 6 weeks is what will take for you to get on your way. So another thing that I want to mention is 6 weeks is because I wanted to, and it's going to be sort of like an accelerated course type of thing, because we can't sit there for 6 months. This is just a reality, right? We gotta do it fast. And so people want relief now from what my research, and you know, it makes me sad that, and listen, I have to say it, I've always been outspoken, and doctors know this, orthodox doctors, they know that you need to feed your microbiome with the right types of foods and drinks and like that, and yet they still continue to write the prescriptions.
Yep.
I will never, you and I know why, but yeah. So that's basically where my course is. And I already have half of the course pretty filled, the offer. So I'm excited.
That's wonderful. I'm so, you know, what you're talking about is such an amazing objective to help people solve, right? And you have that proven resource, not because of your own research, but because of your own experience personally. And I think that's what people are after. They realize, hey, my medical doctor, if he hasn't gotten over GERD, if he hasn't had to get over acid reflux, then how does he know how to get me well if he hasn't had to do it himself? And so that's why I love our industry. Most people that are in it have a story similar to yours. You've overcome this obstacle, and now you're passionately sharing it with the world, and you're to be commended for that. I thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so sweet. I appreciate the kind words. And like you said, it's interesting that you say that, because I've also interviewed people on my podcast, and I tell my close people, my friends and loved ones, I've noticed, and I probably have said it in my own, social media, in our industry, you could feel the kindness, the love for helping others legitimately.
Yes.
The love for helping people find out what the root causes are, because many of them have, like you said, I know many doctors, I'm sure yourself, holistic and functional medicine practitioners that have gone through hell and back with their own health, issues. And that's when they said, what am I doing in the orthodox, I'm not helping others. Mm-hmm. It's not helping me. Some of them, I remember, who is it? I think it was Dr. Jess. I don't know if you know her, Dr. Jess, Jessica Petras. She's
not ringing a bell.
Yeah. Some of them have had their own, issues where they were debilitating and they got really sick. So yeah, it's really awesome that we do this, and I'm happy to connect with you. Also, what you do is phenomenal, sharing this, having this podcast where you bring, really good people to share what they know and help others. It's a beautiful cause.
It's a real pleasure to do this, for fun and for free. One day a week, I get to spend time with people like you and introduce you to all the people that we get to share this information with on Total Wellness Radio. I want to get back to your course a little bit. Now, you said it's digital.
Yes.
Do you deliver it? And it's all delivered online. So you said the comfort from their home. So it's very easy to integrate and participate in, it sounds like.
Oh yes, and I also did the research to find out, because of thankfully my web development background, I had a little team where we're looking into what is easier for someone. Do we use a third party? Do we use this? And it's all directly from my website, which is even more secure. So their information will be super secure, and not only that, it's going to be very easy. The way it goes is I will be dropping modules every week, and they will have access to me once a week in a live, and in a couple of people in my team, where we will be answering most of their questions. But I also have a section on the course. It's called resources, so they'll have access to the resources and like that. And so the course is delivered. The lessons are delivered once a week. Mm-hmm. For the 6 weeks.
Okay.
And and so what else? Yeah, it's very easy. They're gonna have quizzes, they're gonna have little cheat sheets, they're going to have little like lists of things for them to check off, and then there's gonna be a section of the videos where I show them the best and proven to work natural remedies and the protocols I used myself.
Okay.
And if they follow what I tell them to the T, it is guaranteed that they will feel better. And I know, because one of the biggest things with like GERD and acid reflux and even SIBO, conditions like that, it all stems from the gut, the microbiome.
Yes, yes.
And 100%. Also, Doc, right, that when your microbiome is running smoothly, a lot of other diseases start going away.
Yep.
Right?
What we found is, it's fun that you're touching on this, because we spend a lot of time, like you, all of our time really is focused on proper education to positioning our clients to thrive. And one of the stories I always tell them is, we have two brains. We have one between our ears and one right above our belly button. The problem is 100%. These brains have a nasty neighbor that lives between them, and it's called the mouth. And so what happens is this thing overrides what this thing says it should do and feeds this improperly. So that's how the neighbor gets sick, the second brain, the gut brain, right? And it's very simple, but it's, you know, you don't have to have technical clinical terminology in these $25 words. Look, this brain and this brain need to stay together, and this need, you don't do your health based on what your mouth says it tastes good or wants to dive into. You know, do what's right in your body. And it's amazing the way it was created, the way God made it. It will heal if you give it the right resources. And it sounds like in your course, you've captured a lot of those resources.
Bingo. You couldn't have said it better. In fact, maybe I'm going to use some of that.
You help yourself.
To build people. I'm just kidding. Listen, accurate. And that's what I do on my course. It is very important that, and also, I've also learned throughout the years, and I talked to about this with Dr. Nicole LaPera on my podcast. You know, I don't know if you know her in the gut brain connection. Yes. Right? It's so huge. Imperative for mental health.
Yes.
And one of my students, he was also suffering from debilitating mental yep. issues, where it was like intrusive thoughts and all those things, and all of that started also diminishing yep. because of the adding probiotics to his diet and all of that. So it is so important that people understand that, like you said, when our bodies have the ability to heal, you have no idea, when you feed them the right foods, the right environment. And this is something crucial, guys. Listen to this. We always talk about in our industry, pretty much five, right? You want to your lifestyle, right? So mm-hmm. your diet, but also you want to address your well-being. Yes. Are you in a toxic relationship?
Yes.
Are you
yes.
getting out there and getting sun every day?
Yes.
Are you walking in nature? Are you giving yourself enough me time?
Yes.
Don't wait until, let me tell you what I've learned, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Don't wait until you get a diagnosis to start, or a lot of people wait until they get a diagnosis to start.
Yep.
Then it's like, God forbid, right, cancer. Then they start eating better, getting out there, me time, sun, yep. exercise, walking.
Yep.
Uh-huh. We're not doing that anymore, Lowe's. We need, part of loving yourself is giving yourself that time to get out there in nature, get sun every morning, get a restful night's sleep. Yes, life is stressful, but you know what? What's more stressful? When you go to a doctor and they give you a diagnosis.
Yes.
That's stressful.
Yes.
That's going to exacerbate your stress. So don't get to a point where, and also listen to your body. This is also my motto. I always tell, listen to your body. Our bodies tells us what is wrong. You have a headache. Are you hydrated? Are you sleeping enough? What else?
Good bowel movements. Part of the digestion. Bowel movements.
That is so important. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Our bodies are a beautiful, I don't want to say machine for lack of a better word, but it's just temple that
yes.
you want to nourish. When you nourish your body, it'll nourish your back.
Yes. Yes. I had a client just this week. So funny you're touching on this. She's lying on the exam table. We're about to do our kinesiology evaluation. We use muscle testing as an evaluation tool very effectively, have for 20 years. And she was very distraught. And I just looked at her, and it was one of those moments where I had to kind of shake her a little bit and like bring her to reality. It's like, you sound like you got a ton of things on your list. She goes, oh yeah, I'm so busy and I've got so many things going on. And I said, well, I go by a to-do list in my own personal life as well, because I have priorities. And I said, I'll bet you my motorcycle, I'll give it to your husband who's sitting in the room and his eyes lit up. I'll bet you you're not top on that to-do list, are you? And she's like, nope. And what you're touching on is critically important. It's not being selfish. We have to learn to say no so that we can be enlightened and take self-interest. and put ourselves on the, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to eat properly, I'm going to feed this body properly, I'm going to move properly, I'm going to be careful of the five people I spend all my time with, I'm going to watch what I watch, I'm going to watch what I listen to, and then I can add back value to these other things and these other to-dos that I have allowed to eat my lunch because I have my to-dos out of whack. And
she, oh my
God. Tears. She's like, oh, that's, yeah. I said, you got a to-do list and you're not on it. You've got all these things that you're saying are so important and you're not on it. You got to take that to-do list, tear it up, throw it away, and start a fresh to-do list with you at the top of the list. And take care of these three or four key things. Literally less than a half a dozen things will make 80% of the transition and the improvement and the restoration of your quality of your life, your health, your mental and emotional status, everything. Then you can add other things to that list and you bring more of you to those things you say are so important that's keeping you so busy and it's destroying your health because you're not on the top of the to-do list. We had a moment.
Wow. You know what? You're pretty wise. Not that I think you were, but that was so beautifully put. And that is so true. Which you just reminded us all that we need to be on the top of that list. You're right.
And it's not selfish. It's not from a selfish standpoint. If I take really good care of me, I have something to offer to my wife. When she takes really good care of herself, she brings it back. When we take care of ourselves, we now as parents bring more to our children and our grandchildren. When we don't, we become, it's an upside down approach to life. We've got to get our priorities straight. And I love what you touched on about doing that.
Thank you. I loved what you touched on. Like when you just said the best minute or so, it is so important to pour into our cups in order to become a better version of ourselves. Because like, you just said that, and I'm kind of repeating it in another word, because you become, when your cup is full,
yes,
you can then be a better version of yourself for those around you.
100%.
And then your relationships become, when you take care of yourself, your relationships are better, your friendships, yes, your spouse, your children, you're happier overall. And you wake up with like a sense of well-being.
Yes.
And that's also another thing that when I give my remedies and like that, I tell people, you know, so you were saying something that caught my attention, but obviously I don't remember now, just before, in terms of, oh, I remember, in terms of, we also in our industry, we don't just sit there and say, okay, well, this is what you need to do, do the remedies, let me give you the massage, the kinesiology, and da-da-da, and off you go.
Yep.
We go the extra mile. As I'm listening to you, we are also a little bit of coaches, therapists, a little bit, because we don't believe in just, you know, go do this and off you go, peace. Yes. You know, we also go the extra mile to try to help you understand that you come also first, and like you said, very important, so you're not being selfish, and this is tied up a little bit of, you know, this is another topic for another time perhaps, but trauma, right? Childhood. Yes. trauma in general has to be addressed. And when I say that my course is one of its kind, I tell people, there's a lesson where I talk about mindset. There's touching up on stress and how to, because it's a group of things that get you sick, not just the diet or the alcohol or the cigarette.
Yes,
it's a group, and I touch on all of those different areas because we're trying to get to the root causes.
Yes,
and that's where I come in.
Yeah. Well, you and I are both on the same page. We share the same love and passion in the universe. What part of the country are you in again? I'm sorry, I didn't announce that earlier.
Oh, I'm in New York.
New York, yes. So you're in New York. I'm out here in the Wild West of Wyoming. You know.
I know you're in the one of my favorite places in nature. I love all of that. But I'm in the suburbs. I'm in Long Island. But I was born and raised in Columbia. Actually.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, the truth is the truth is the truth, right? And you and I, thank goodness, have been able to spend the last half hour or so kind of really touching on some truth. And I want to kind of wrap things up a little bit by going back and letting you share with the listeners. Make sure they have your website down properly. What is the website again?
The website is Heal You Naturally. That is HEALYOUNATURALY.com. And I have for your listeners a little free gift.
Oh, if great.
Yeah. If they're interested, I created a what's called the GERD quiz where they can find out how to, you know, where they are on their healing journey, whether they're starting, you know, with heartburn, as reflux. So it is the same website, healyounaturally.com/GERD-quiz. It's a free quiz that they could take. And also at the end of the quiz, I gave you three of my favorite natural remedies that are going to help you get relief immediately. And
that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And also they could find me on social media. I'm everywhere. So on Instagram and Facebook, actually on Instagram, I have a brand new account for those people who are dealing with GI issues, GERD, acid reflux. It's called Heal, H-E-A-L, underscore, GERD, underscore, holistically. That's my new account. Yeah, Heal GERD holistically. But my original account is Heal You Naturally. That's where I have a ton of free content. My goodness, I have so much content. I'm also on TikTok, Pinterest, under the same handle. Twitter is Heal, the letter U, underscore, naturally. And that's where they could find me, mainly on my website. And I'm always hanging out on Instagram, mainly, actually.
Well, that's great. I think that's, you and I found each other on LinkedIn. I think it was all of all places. And then it bounced to Instagram. And yeah, so yes, it was fun getting acquainted.
Yes. And thank you for reaching out. I think we actually got acquainted on Twitter.
Maybe it was Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm old. I got white hair. I'm surprised I could even turn one of these things on.
Don't worry about it. You're doing amazing. And I'm actually also on LinkedIn. So,
excellent.
It's just so many platforms, right, that we want to send our messages. And sadly, we also get a little bit of shadow banned here and there. But
yes, we do.
Yeah, we try.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to go out to the world today. As we get ready to wrap this up, any last minute final thought or word of encouragement that you would share with our listeners as we wrap up the episode?
Absolutely. I just want to remind you that you matter, that you have a purpose on this earth. I encourage you to first and foremost, get out there every morning, get some sun. The sun is a free healing tool.
Yes.
It is absolutely amazing. Spend time taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Allocate me time, and you will see how when you pour, like I said, you pour on that cup, you start realizing that and feeling that your health starts improving. And also follow us. You know, we provide a lot of information, free information, and just always think of taking care of yourself. Don't be afraid to use the free tools, go on a walk, your lifestyle, get good sleep. Don't wait until, God forbid, you get a diagnosis.
Yes.
And even if you get a diagnosis, you're not your diagnosis. I always say that. So take care of yourselves and go back to basics.
Yeah.
That's one of my mottos.
I love it. That's one of mine as well. So that's awesome.
I know. We have a lot of things. We're on the same page
in
a lot of things. But you're naturopath. So that's why.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Promise Me. That you and I will do this again in the future, and we'll get another episode of Total Wellness Radio. So, Astrid, thank you so much from New York, and this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, signing off for this episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled. to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.